You're up to the third parak, Yedav Chof Ches. Mishnah says, Cheskas Habatim. When you want to have a chazoka, that you bought a house, that you're living in the house, and the person that owned it before tells you, what are you doing here, you stole it from me. And you say, no, I bought it off you. And even in a case where you lost your shtar mechira, still sometimes we believe you, that you really bought the house. And that is if you have a chazoka. That means you're living there for 3 years. So the Mishnah says, Cheskas Habatim, or else for Haburis, if there's a ditch there that you're using it for water and you're using it for the last 3 years, or else for Yafichin, another type of a ditch, a square one, long one, for Yamoris or a cave, also that you have water there, for Hashaychis, or else if it's a birdhouse, question that you're using it the last 3 years, for Yamachtois, or a bathhouse that you say you bought it, you're using it the last 3 years, or else a Beis Habadim, an olive press, or Beis Hashalchin. Beis HaShalchan, that's a field that you irrigate it. And therefore, since you irrigate, you give water there, it produces the whole year. There's always pears growing on such a field. Or else, Vohavodin, or else it's a question of you bought this Eved or not, this Eved Kenani. And V'chol Shehu Oiseh Peres Todir, any type of a thing that gives off produce that you could use the whole time. Cheskoson Sholosh Shonim Miyom L'Yoyim. The chazaka is only good if you're living there, if you're staying there, you're using it for 3 complete years, from day to day. Means a whole 3 years. Not like we'll soon see in the next cases, where you do not need a complete 3 years. But over here, since these things are usable every single day of the year, there's something to gain to use it. So therefore the chazaka is only if you use it up as much as possible. It's like a bias, you have to live in the house a complete 3 years. Else these burgers, you had to use the water for a complete 3 years, or the bathhouse, the Beis Habadim, all these things could be used the whole time. Therefore, the chazaka is only if you use it now for 3 years. Now the Mishnah says, what about a soda habal? Let's say you have a field that you do not irrigate it, but it lives on rainwater. Rashi says, it's enough just the rainwater that comes down. So therefore Rashi says, Eino oise peris, it doesn't give up produce. Ela pamachas b'shan, you only have one crop throughout the whole year. Therefore, cheskosa gilmush gilmushanim, truly you have to be there, you have to use the crop for 3 years. But here, v'yena tzrichim miyom liyom, you do not need a complete 3 years. So Mishnah says like this, Sode habal cheskosoi sholeshanim. Here also, if you want to say that you bought it, you have to use it for 3 years. But v'ena miyom liyom, you do not need a complete 3 years from day to day. But rather, how much do you need? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yishmael says, Gimel Chadoshim Rishoina. You have to use, let's say, the last 3 months of the first year. And Gimel Bachroina, the first 3 months of the third year. V'shnei Masa Chodesh B'Yemtza, and then 12 months in between the middle year. So it comes out together, these a period of 3 years could be finished. Hare Yud Ches Chodesh. It's possible after 18 months that you'll have your chazaka. Again, this is a field that only relies on the rain. Therefore, it only gives off like one crop a year. Now, this crop could grow in 3 months. So therefore, if you planted the end of the first year and the beginning of the third year and in the middle year, you'd have a chazaka in 18 months. Rabbi Akiva says, Chodesh b'rishayna, v'chodesh b'yachrayna, v'yud beis chodesh b'yemtza. Rabbi Akiva says it's possible to grow a crop in 1 month. Therefore, all you have to use it is the last month of the first year, and the first month of the third year, and 12 months in between. And thus comes out, Hare Yud Adalat Chodesh. After 14 months, it's possible to have a chazaka. I will see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, like what's the smallest amount of a crop that you could show a chazaka with. Rabbi Shmuel holds it has to be a crop that grows within 3 months, and Rabbi Akiva holds no, even smaller things that only grow in 1 month, also you could have a chazaka. So according to Rabbi Akiva and Asad the Habal, you could have a chazaka after 14 months. Now, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Baneh Devorim Amurim, when do I say that you have to have a 3 year period? Good, it can only be the 3 months of 1 year, but it's called the 3 year period, Bisod Eloven. That's a field that grows off crop of low things, of vegetables. Avo Bistei Ilon, but if the field you have is an orchard that has fruit trees, then Konas Est Fuasoi. Let's say here by the trees, they're ripe at different times. So with this month, you take care, cut down all the grapes. Umasek Ezesov. Then the next month, you go to cut down all the olives. And Konas Eskeitsoi. Then the third month, you go and cut down all the palm trees, you take down the dates of the palm trees. In such a case, Harei Elu Gimushonim, this is considered like 3 years went by. Now the Chazakar is after you show you used up three crops. So here by trees that they develop, they're ripe at different times. So by taking care of three different crops, it will be considered like three different Chazakas. And therefore, it will be enough to make a Chazaka. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what's the Hezbe in Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that Shamati Meholchei Usha. I heard over from the people that went to Usha. So Rashi explains, Shagolso Sanhedrin Liusha Kedemin Rosh Hashanah. After the Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin had to leave Yerushalayim, and they went to 10 different Golosin. And one of them was they went to Usha. So here's talking about the people in Usha told over. And we'll see in the Maskanas HaGemara, really, this is Rabbi Shmuel and our Mishnah. But they said that Rabbi Yechon heard over that they said, Shoyu Aimrim, that Minayin Lechazoka, Gimushonim, how do we know the Klal of Al-Mishnah? That there's such a Klal of a Cheska Sabatim. There's a Chazoka of using something for 3 years. And then you have a right to say that you bought it. How do we know this? So he says, you learn it out, Mishor HaMuit. I learn it out from a regular case of a Shor HaMuit. Ma Shor HaMuit, just like by a Shor HaMuit. Kivon Shenoga Gimel Negichas. After he got, he did 3 time damages. Nofak lei micheskas tam. He goes out from the chazak he was in before. Of a tam, at the beginning when the shur does the first damage, he's only a tam. He only has to pay a chatzi nezek. But once he does it three times, he goes out of that chazaka and v'kom lei b'cheskas muid. Now he comes into a chazaka. Now he's called a muid. We call this shur a shur hamuid, and the owner now has to pay a nezek shalom. So you say after 3 times, it goes out from one into another din. The dinim change. So I'll tell you, Yochanan, here also. Kivon the Yochla Tloshonin, since this Shimon ate in Reuven's field for the last 3 years, he ate up all the produce, all the crops. He used them up, Shimon. Is Norfolk Len Rishusa Moicher. It goes out of Rishus of Reuven that owned it before, and Vakaima Law of Rishus Lekayach. And now it goes into the Rishus of Shimon. That when Shimon says he bought this field off Reuven, even though we ask Shimon, listen, if you bought it, where's your shtar? Like usually when you buy a shtar, when you buy a field, you have a shtar, you have a proof. And Shimon says, you know what? I lost it. So after 3 years, we believe Shimon when he says he lost the shtar, and we believe him that really he bought it. And why? Because we learn out from Shor HaMuad that when something happens 3 times, it goes out of the chazaka before of the tam, comes into a cheskas muad. Here also the field goes out of the cheskas meicher, and now comes into the cheskas, the chazaka of the lekeich.